Perek Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're talking about a case where we have wine or shemen of Shuma that has been spilled in a fashion, and if you don't do anything to it, it will either become tame, you will get absorbed into the ground, you'll lose out everything that you have. Valzu. In these two cases, if it's a case of suffix tumor or the case where it's going to go to waste if you don't do anything, that this is not the type of truma which I have as hora not to be metamed and only to eat it. In other words, the case of suffix truma we saw in the Mishnah, suffix tumor we saw in the Mishnah before, and that Rabbi Yeshua said you don't have to watch over it anymore, and we spoke out in the previous Mishnah in a case where it's going to go to Ibud anyway, it's better to catch it, the tumor. In the case of the wine, is to prevent the wine on the bottom from becoming tummy, and also all the chulin wine on the bottom. In the case of oil, also you're gaining something else, because even the shemen shel tumah that becomes tummy, you're allowed to burn it. So you are still, even though you're being metamed, but as far as being mafsid, the tumah, if you don't do anything, the tumah will be in this elegamit. And if you do catch it, even though it's tmeya, but at least you can burn it for lighting purposes. Val tatama, okay, so what is the situation which is also to name a tama truma? Are you oyved kuchavim? Oyved mimokim, sorry. How you oyved mimokim lamokim mikushal truma yavi? He was going from one place to another, and he had loaves of truma in his hands. Amalay oyved kuchavim, tainly akhavim batamenu. He said, give me one of these loaves, I don't think the tama is. And if not, I'm going to tama all of them by myself. So Rabbi Elezer, maybe tama kulam ayiten la'achas mehem v'yitama. Rabbi Elezer says that it's better for you should be passive. You should not give over anything to this guy. And therefore, he says it's better that they should all become tame without you giving anything over to the guy. Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer, yaniach lefanav achas mehem. He has an eitzah that they give it directly to the guy to matam that he shouldn't do, but at least try to put it indirectly in front of him, and he's going to take it. He takes it. It still comes out that you were not actually matam to your day, and that's good enough. And by doing so, you'll save the other loaves of bread from becoming tummy.